Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Nottinghamshire. Here's the headline. Nottinghamshire is the East Midlands' second commercial property economy after Leicestershire, anchored on a Big Nine regional office market in Nottingham, and the county's 20 matched acuitous auction lots tell us a clear story about cleared pricing, even though almost none of them carry a published yield. Let me set the scene. Nottinghamshire sits at the centre of the East Midlands, with Derbyshire to the west, South Yorkshire to the north, Lincolnshire to the east and Leicestershire to the south. Population across the nine reported towns is around 712,000. The economic geography splits into three parts. First, the Nottingham conurbation in the south. The city extends through West Bridgeford, Beeston, Stapleford and Arnold into a continuous commuter belt of well over 500,000 people. Nottingham is one of the Big Nine, that's the shorthand for the UK's nine major regional office markets outside London. It headquarters boots at the Beeston Enterprise Zone, one of the largest single corporate campuses in the East Midlands, alongside Experian, Capital One and Speedo. It has two universities, the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent. And it has the Nottingham Express Transit Tram Network, the only tram system in the East Midlands, which materially shapes the commercial geography of West Bridgeford, Beeston and Clifton. Second, the Mansfield, Sutton-in-Ashfield and Bassetlaw arc above the city. This is the post-mining regeneration story. The closure of the Nottinghamshire coalfield through the 80s and 90s left a substantial inheritance of remediated employment land, much of which has been recycled into modern logistics, light industrial and trade counter use. Mansfield remains the principal retail and service centre for the north of the county. And third, the A1 and East Coast mainline corridor running up the eastern flank, Newark-on-Trent, Retford and Worksop. That's the county's logistics gateway, picking up where the Sheffield, Rotherham and Doncaster M1 belt leaves off. Why should an investor care? Because that mix, Big Nine office and student housing capital in the south, post-mining regeneration land in the middle, and A1 logistics catchments in the east, gives you three quite different deal types in one county, with materially different yield maps and lender appetites. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, captured 6,756 commercial-leaning transactions across the nine principal Nottinghamshire towns over the rolling 60 months to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 30,400 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. The ratio is the clue. This is a working commercial economy, not just a commuter belt. Nottingham dominates with 4,186 transactions, just under 62% of the county total. Mansfield follows at 948, Newark at 541, Worksop at 502, Sutton-in-Ashfield at 378, and Retford at 201. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Nottingham. The city is the county anchor and the only tier one market on the data. Median commercial leaning transaction price sits at around £178,000, with the upper quartile at £255,000. 16 of the county's 20 matched acuitous lots are in Nottingham, and the cleared pricing reads cleanly. The headline lot is 13 to 25 Milton Street, sold in February 2024 at £2.125 million, the largest cleared price in the dataset and a useful anchor for prime city centre mixed-use stock. Then you have the 3 Salisbury Square industrial estate trades in February 2025, lot 14 at £1.72 million. Lot 9 at £1.725 million and Lot 8 at £1.46 million, together giving an unusually direct read on small lot, multi-unit industrial pricing in the Nottingham City fringe. And then the UPS depot at Stapleford, withdrawn after auction in December 2024 and then sold post in March 2025. illustrates how secondary multi-let logistics outside the prime M1 belt is being repriced through extended marketing rather than absorbed at headline guides. Second, Mansfield. 948 transactions, a median of around £127,500, the joint lowest in the county. Mansfield is the principal retail and service centre for the post-mining north. And the keyword match sector data reflects that. 16 retail transactions, 10 offices. The town's matched auction lot is Lot 27 at 9 Church Street. Sold post in September 2025. The cleanest current high street reference for the wider North Nottinghamshire market. Third, Newark. 541 transactions, a median of around £165,000, the second highest median outside Nottingham itself, reflecting the town's position as an A1 and East Coast mainline gateway. 16 keyword-matched office transactions is unusually high for a town of this size and tells you something about the depth of professional services occupier demand. The matched auction lot is Lot 44 at 47-49 Balderton Gate, sold prior in May 2025, a useful small-ticket retail benchmark. Worth a quick word on the rest. Worksop, 502 transactions at a £125,000 median, the lowest entry pricing in the county, and a market driven by direct deal industrial and trade counter trades rather than auction flow. Sutton in Ashfield, 378 transactions at £134,000, and the Idlewells Shopping Centre lot, Lot 11, withdrawn after auction in December 2024. Which is a stark illustration of how secondary shopping centre stock is being repriced. Retford, 201 transactions at £157,000, small but with a wide interquartile spread, reflecting its A1 position. Lot 45 at 6 Marketplace, sold post in September 2024, is the local benchmark. One more cleared print worth flagging. The two Aldi Bingham lots, withdrawn before and after auction across two separate 2025 catalogues. The fact that even a discount food-anchored convenience asset struggled to clear at a headline guide tells you something useful about pricing discipline in the secondary East Midlands retail market right now. Now let's talk about the yield environment, and here I need to be straight with you. Of the 20 matched Nottinghamshire lots in the rolling Acuitas catalogue from February 2024 through to September 2025, none in the dataset carries a published net initial yield or passing rent. So unlike some of our other county briefings, I'm not going to give you a clean cleared yield range. What I can give you is the cleared price distribution and the qualitative read. The £1 million to £2.125 million band, Milton Street at the top, the Salisbury Square trio, the UPS depot at Stapleford, plus a handful of supporting Nottingham lots, looks like the current sweet spot for Nottingham auction product. That's consistent with a buyer pool of mid-market special purpose vehicles and regional investment companies financing through the Challenger and Specialist Lender panel. For a county-level yield read in the absence of explicit prints, Savills, Knight Frank, CBRE and Avis & Young's Big Nine commentary places prime Nottingham City Centre office, yields broadly in line with the Big Nine regional median, modest sub-7% territory for prime long-let stock, with Mansfield, Newark and Worksop secondary office. Retail and mixed-use product trading, 200 to 300 basis points wider, in mid to high single-digit territory. That gap is consistent with the wider East Midlands regional yield spread and broadly comparable to the equivalent Derbyshire and Leicestershire markets. Public commercial transaction data for Nottinghamshire is good on volume, but thin on explicit yields. Speak to us for site-specific market intelligence on a particular asset. Which brings us to lender appetite. Nottinghamshire is well served at the top end and progressively thinner, moving north into the Coalfield Belt and east into the A1 corridor towns. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, all run active East Midlands regional teams targeting prime Nottingham City Centre office, build-to-rent, student housing investment and well-let mixed-use stock. Lloyds and NatWest, in particular, have long-standing Nottingham presence. Challenger Banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties, Paragon, dominate the £1 to £15 million special purpose vehicle mid-market. That's the segment where the bulk of the 6,756 countywide transactions sit. And the segment most visible in the Equitas tape. Specialist lenders, together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, handle bridging, refurbishment, and value-add finance, with particular activity around the Island Quarter and Broad Marsh schemes, the Beeston Enterprise Zone, and the post-mining regeneration sites in the Mansfield, Sutton-in-Ashfield, and Worksop Arc. What to be cautious about? Four county-specific risks. Post-mining remediation across the coalfield carries historic contamination, subsidence, and methane venting risk. Better characterised than a generation ago, but still priced into loan-to-value, or LTV, and margin. Two-speed office demand, where Grade A city centre product attracts genuine competition, but secondary floor plates outside the core can struggle without a clear repositioning plan. Retail concentration risk in the smaller market towns. The Idlewells, Retford Marketplace, Mansfield Church Street and Bingham Aldi outcomes all tell you secondary high street stock is being underwritten on tighter assumptions than headline yields suggest. And student housing absorption in Nottingham, where the purpose-built pipeline delivered over the past 5 years is material relative to combined university enrolment. And lenders are tightening on stabilised rent and occupancy. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Nottinghamshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity. Transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The 20-lot Acuitas dataset confirms an active two-tier auction market. Tightly bid Nottingham city centre and city fringe industrial product at one end, meaningfully wider secondary high street retail across the rest of the county at the other. What to watch? The Island Quarter, Broadmarsh and Beeston Enterprise Zone delivery pipelines as they progress through completion and lease-up. A1 and East Coast Mainline Logistics through Newark and Worksop, where competition with the South Yorkshire Belt is sharpening. Post-mining regeneration land across the Mansfield, Sutton-in-Ashfield and Bassetlaw Arc, where the next phase of remediated employment land is steadily coming forward. And Nottingham student housing, where commercial mortgage demand has been stable but lender underwriting is tightening. Lender competition for quality income remains intense across the county, which keeps borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Nottinghamshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.